we do think that the Mendenhall Lake has crested. It crested late last night, actually, which was a little bit earlier than we anticipated. The crest height was at 8.62 feet, so that was actually below the minor flood stage, so it didn't actually reach flood stage. And it's kind of slowly been on its way down now for the last couple hours since last night. And that's expected to continue through the day. So we think that, you know, while there's still water coming out of Suicide Basin, it's past that point of peak. So it should just continue to diminish until, you know, it's finished.
Even though it's not quite as much as was expected, I think the forecast was as much as 10 feet. Still some areas flooded as a result of the high water?
I haven't gotten any confirmation from it, but I think that portion of West Glacier Trail probably definitely did, just because it's so close to the lake over there. But we haven't gotten any confirmed reports. Hopefully we'll get some later on this morning once, you know, some more people wake up.
Okay, and no reports of damage yet or anything else like that?
Nope, nothing like that yet.
Any sort of thoughts as far as why this didn't come out as to what the original forecast was?
Yeah, you know, the glacier dynamics change every single year, so it's really hard to get an exact estimate of how much water is actually sitting in Suicide Basin. So that exact volume of water is uncertain every year, just because the glacier dynamics change all the time. And there's probably a little bit less than what we had going into some of the models, and that's why it crested a little bit low, I think.
Okay, and in previous years, we had a repeat event. Apparently, from what was described to me as the ice jam up there in Suicide Basin, it had clogged, it had plugged, and most of the water drained out before it plugged up, and then it refilled, and then there was another yokelop that happened later in the summer. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, that's always something that remains a possibility. If we get a lot of, you know, rain and more glacial melt, then it could fill back up and it could go again. That's the thing with Suicide Basin. It's very uncertain always, and it's always changing, and it may behave one way one year and completely different the next year. You know, like this year it overtopped for, I think it was about 5 days before the actual release happened. So it's always something different.